Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, we check in on boardroom diversity. The ASX ignores the war for now, and more on that AI IPO hype. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 10th of June 2026, a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.6%. We'll have the details soon with Matthew Sherwood from Perpetual, including what he is telling his clients. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We go into more detail of the top consumer finance and market news stories covered during On The Money on SBS World News. But first, new research shows the boardrooms of Australia's biggest listed companies are less male-dominated than they've ever been. There's just 4 all-male boards left across the ASX 300, down from 46 when the Board Diversity Index began 12 years ago. But while gender representation is improving, progress has stalled in other areas. Cultural diversity is actually declining, with only 6.5% of directors from non-Anglo-Celtic backgrounds. Only a handful of directors publicly identify as LGBTIQ+, 4 are Indigenous, and none have disclosed that they live with a disability. To find out more, Stephanie Youssef spoke with Watermark Search Managing Partner David Evans.
David, the ASX 300 is on track to have no all-male boards. Is this a genuine diversity success story, or does it mask deeper representation problems?
Look, I think the progress shown really shows us what can be done. When we started this research over 12 years ago, there were 46 or 15% of boards were all male. As of this year, it's 4 boards or 1.4%. This is a significant change. There's been much research into what has created the change. And one of the greatest contributors has been the AICD Chair's Mentoring Program, which we're delighted to be a part of. However, I sense there's been a singular focus on this form of diversity, and boards are overlooking the benefits of diversity in all its forms. In this climate of geopolitical change and productivity challenges in the Australian economy, boards should be looking at every lever they have to tackle these challenges. It's my fear that we are looking at this challenge through a very narrow lens. Outside of gender diversity, there's been very little progress, and in some cases, we've actually gone backwards.
While gender diversity is improving, cultural diversity has gone backwards. Why are boardrooms still struggling to reflect the Australian communities and customers that they serve?
Look, at Watermark Search, we appoint many board directors. We work with boards of all size, scale, and complexity. And whilst some boards see the value diversity can bring, others are taking the perceived flight to safety of appointing someone who has a similar background to them, rather than seeing the potential of what a different perspective could bring to the boardroom table. Having a board who has very similar lived experience is a risk issue. How are boards expected to solve the challenges we face through a very narrow lens? Are we truly able to look at all the options and considerations if we all have the same lived experience?
There are even fewer directors who identify as LGBTIQ+ or First Nations, and none who disclose a disability. What practical steps can companies take to broaden the range of voices around the boardroom table?
Yeah, those stats are a concern. And, you know, with our partners in the Deloitte and the AICD, we've come up with 7 steps to support boards and what they can do to actually shift the needle on this. And they're listed in detail in our report. But to give you a summary, you know, make this a strategy. Don't make it a nice to have or we'll get to that when we have time. Make it a strategy now. Really revisit the skills matrix. You know, I look at a lot of these and don't necessarily look at what it is today. Look at it and where you'd like it to be. And how do we work towards that over a couple of years or a reasonable time frame in order to get there? I think the third one is around, you know, embedding diversity and inclusion at all stages of the organization. You know, how do we get more access to the board? How do we support diverse leaders? All of the steps through the organization, what else can we do? The fourth one is around reviewing tenure practices. You know, how do we ensure we have fresh perspectives at leadership and a board level and they're reviewed frequently? And then fifth one, support the next generation of leaders. Give them greater exposure to the board. There's lots of ways that we can get aspiring board directors to have some exposure through committees, presenting on boards, subcommittees. There's lots of things that we can do. Be open to the challenge. Create an environment where different viewpoints are encouraged. And then a final one is just set specific goals. Measure yourself against them. Hold yourself accountable and see what we can do over a reasonable period of time.
Critics often argue that board appointments should be based purely on merit, not diversity targets. How do you respond to those concerns?
We wholeheartedly agree with the view that boards should be appointed on merit and then measured on their performance. They are not mutually exclusive. From our experience, there are many candidates who have the merit, but who have a different lived experience and are often overlooked. It's about merit and bringing the different views to the table, encouraging different perspectives to look at challenges in this very challenging economic climate we find ourselves in.
The report argues that diversity leads to better decision-making. In today's climate of economic uncertainty and rapid tech changes, can companies afford not to have diverse perspectives at the table?
Look, our view on this is that looking at these challenges through the way we've always looked at problems really creates a risk issue. One of the key roles of the board is to manage risk and to only look at challenges the way we've always looked at them or through a very similar lens creates a risk for the board, the organization, the shareholders and everyone who works for that organization. This is not a social imperative. This is around a business performance and a risk initiative. And if boards don't do more to action this, they're creating a greater risk for them and their board over the longer term.